Just a moment ago, we were looking at those of you who have saw our fuck off. Those of you who saw our video cast Monday, you did see us riding the purger. This is what we call the purger. It's actually, of course, California Screaming at California Adventure. But this is Elcott. As and we'll go ahead and let you hear it too, so you can fit the full. Wait a minute, man. I got to fucking goddamn get out of this thing first. Hold on for a second. Fuck
it.
Got to shut this shit down, motherfucker. All right. So, here then it is.
Oh, God.
I'm Ed Elcott, and I don't care.
I get lost. Too late.
I know.
Are they gonna like shut us out there like 100 miles an hour?
It goes, I can tell you that this goes, talking to Lauren, 0 to 60 in a half second.
Oh, they shoot you out?
Two,
oh,
I didn't know that. One.
Waste of money.
Oh my God.
This is such a waste of money.
That was intense.
Huh?
That was intense.
When it gets good, I'll let you know. Hey, wait, and this. I'm gonna put a studio over there. That'd be great.
All right, now, bear with me,
because I want to
mute it, and I want to record it. I'm going to record this motherfucker. So, that's a bitch of it, man. I got to, oh, what am I doing here? Okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do... Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I know a lot of you guys thought you lost the audio, and I didn't. I should have said something because we do mute it on the DDR, but I just want to make sure that I wasn't, you know, fucking myself. Bitching. What if I have this just going through the whole fucking show like this? For those of you who have video. Look at it, man. It's like me. I'm like on the roller fucking. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, why didn't you take a picture on the track in front of you? That in all due course. But I wanted, this was an Elcott bit where Elcott was going to demonstrate his superiority to the, the bullshit, man. Okay? All right. So that's that. Anyway, good morning. No, don't stabilize shit. Get your fucking ass out of here, motherfucker. I want you to stabilize something. I'll let you know. Oh, no. I'm just a little bit tired now, baby. All right. Good morning, everybody. Or good day. to you. Enduring appeal of Donald, the enduring appeal of Donald Trump. Jesus Christ, I've been going on. I went off on Twitter yesterday and do it today. Miss Cameron expected to win the Syria airstrike vote. The Ted Cruz Marco Rubio SmackDown.
You know, the interesting thing about presidents, they do have a tendency to win the public battle because a president is very visible.
Well, now, General, this is a very interesting point that you're making. And by the way, good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray.
Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Bud.
Uh-huh.
What is uh-huh? You know, that's not...
Bud, let's be polite. All right, now... Well, look who's down here, huh? It's Thunder Girl.
Hi, baby cat.
Thunder's here, man. I didn't see her. She's down here.
How you doing, girl?
Huh? Hey, good girl.
She comes down. She hangs with the master. In case, you know, any bugs need to be eaten or any, you know, shit like that. So that's about what... That's Thunder's speed. She gets the bugs and the little... If there are any mice or anything...
She grabbed them too, but
her whole thing, man, is just,
what are you doing, baby, huh? Good girl. That's a good girl, yeah. You go to sleep, babe.
She got up, man. She was crashed out, and she said, well, shit, I'll go down there with Phil. Casey needs me to kill some, you know, gnats and shit. Wary of Donald Trump, GOP leaders are caught in a standoff. Jeez, let me tell you what. Donald fucking Trump is nothing compared to that fucking Cruz motherfucker. And here's the thing about Cruz. Trump is such a fucking idiot. Seriously. I mean, I know Trump has got all kinds of ideas, and he's just dying. And isn't he a great businessman? Big fucking difference between being a great businessman where you're essentially in an autocratic environment and being a president who has to deal with two houses of Congress and all the individuals there, the constituencies of God knows how many different special interests across the country, lobbyists, you have the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Do you think Donald Trump is really going to impress those guys? I mean, he's the commander-in-chief, so naturally he has to. But he sits in there and says, I was in a military academy, and these guys are going to be rolling their motherfucking eyes. Isn't that great? And so he's going to have to show them a little something, you know. Yeah, he's the commander-in-chief. We all understand that. He'll get about as much respect from Democrats as Obama got from the fucking Republicans. How about that? Because right now, that's my view of Donald Trump. Now I'm beginning to see everybody's, all the right-wingers' opinion of Obama. That's how I feel about Trump. A fucking chump change, no-count, disaster waiting to fucking happen. And he hasn't even been elected. That motherfucker's going to go in there as commander-in-chief of the... Oh, my God. Now, along comes this motherfucker, Cruz. Cruz is a classic, snarling, vicious psychopath. When people weighed in, justifiably so, that goddamn Planned Parenthood shit was pulled off by a fucking right-wing terrorist, Cruz got his fucking ass so hurt over that one that not only did he fire back with, transgender leftist, he went one up on that. You know, he doubled down and said that most criminals are registered Democrat, which is absolute fucking shit, was based on a study of three states, a study, not a variety of studies, not a comprehensive view, a study of three states. Even the author of the study said that it was absolutely a distorted point of view. But that doesn't stop guys like Cruz and Trump. They call Obama a liar. These two motherfuckers, the biggest fucking sack of shit liars I ever saw in my life. Liars? Christ almighty, that fucking Trump lies to your fucking face and tells you it's the truth. And all those dumb motherfuckers that follow that cunt believe him. Here we're coming out of like 8 years of Obama and Hillary Clinton. All I ever heard from these motherfuckers, liar, 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 can't tell the truth, can't tell the truth. Now this motherfucker stares you right in the eye and tells you a fucking lie, and you believe him. Or, it doesn't make any difference. Have you ever in your goddamn life seen a more confused bunch of motherfuckers like the American electorate? And I don't give a shit who you're, right-wingers, left-wingers, dumb as the motherfucking day is long, stupid doesn't even begin to, or dishonest. See, some people think that the American people are just marvelous and wonderful and decent. I think they're just as fucked up as the politicians they elect. And if there's one group of people that can't take the fucking truth, that's a goddamn American voter. Cannot fucking stand anybody telling them the truth. Won't stand. He votes against the truth. 9 times out of 10, that motherfucker votes against the truth. Pipe bomb explodes on overpass near Istanbul Metro, 5 hurt. Russia's top diplomat agrees to meet with Turk counterpart. Investigators reveal a computer glitch brought down Air Asia flight off of the instep towards power. Record rains flood. You know I've got to show you, nobody else before you ever gave me such a groovy feeling. Woman, you grab my thing now, right there in the middle of everything now. And you took it and you waved it around. Oh no, ow, that hurts, it's my, no, never mind. Just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Chicago mayor creates accountability time. Generational change occurring in Congress. Boy, you got that right. We're going from essentially the post-war generation, World War II, Korea, Vietnam era, to now the millennial and, you know, Iraq, 9/11 generation, as well as, you know, the Reaganites, the Reagan babies. And those cats are a whole other thing, man. You know. Those cats are a whole other thing. Now, let me say this about that. I was on your fucking program, Phil. Watch your language. Well, goddammit, Phil. Hey, man, what? Okay. That sucks. That's okay. This mother... Representative Luis Guterres of Illinois. Dude, I'm looking at spit coming out of your motherfucking mouth. Wipe your fucking goddamn mouth, bitch. God damn. Holy shit, dude. Representative Gutierrez, please, sir, don't be spitting on the fucking camera. Will GOP establishment go after Trump? Let me tell you something. You ought to consider yourself fucking lucky that Trump is the guy that's going to be getting in there, because like I said, that guy's an idiot, and he can be controlled by a Congress and by the forces around him can teach. And Trump is willing to learn. A guy like Cruz ain't going to keep his mouth shut for any. He is going to go in there. He's going to sit down. And even if he has to create absolute and utter chaos to get what he fucking wants, he will do that. I'm telling you right now, that's Cruz. Cruz, look what he did. He says he stood up, he wears it as a badge of honor that he stood up to the federal government. What he did was he threatened to shut the government down so that these grandstanding piece of shit congressmen could walk around there in these national park areas in Washington and go up and lord it over some poor schmuck who is working as a guard at the park. And how come this isn't closed down? God, this is a disgrace. Just this photo op, this utter and complete sham. Whoever that guy was, you know, that motherfucker should be famous. Whoever that guy was, that congressman that confronted that one lone woman who was standing there at that park, who I guess it was her job to make sure that people stayed out. It was the Vietnam or one of the war memorials. And this fuck comes up with a camera there and says, I think it's a disgrace. Absolute and utter and complete joke, this motherfucker. These pieces of shit shutting the fucking government down. These fucking Tea Party motherfuckers, man. I mean, those people have no fucking patriotism. They have no fucking love of country. They got love of their own motherfucking dicks and asses. They got love of their own fucking goddamn Medicare checks, man. These motherfuckers that think they want a smaller government, in the same breath they're bitching about where their Medicare is going to go. I don't want no Obamacare. You want your Medicare? Hell yeah. Bet you when Social Security was around, when they first kicked that in, and you probably do remember that, Grandma, you bitched about that, didn't you? Now, where the hell happened to my Social Security? God damn it. Love is so surprising, opened up my eyesing. Michael Eisner. Woman, you touched. Woman, you touched to my penis now. Sorry, I said something dirty. Well, Phil,
this is quite an auspicious morning. I saw the in General Shaw.
Yes.
You did see the early morning news, didn't you? Well, here it is right here. Kerry says NATO members. What do you think of all this?
All right, here, Britain's Cameron is expected to win Syria airstrike. Now, right there, that warms my heart. That warms the cockles of my heart.
Yeah, no, because they're going to use military force, right?
Yeah, that's what they got to do.
Well, no, they don't got to do nothing. It seems to be, General, that this is a decision made for civilians only.
Oh, yeah, sure. I bet you civilians would love to fuck something else up.
How dare you?
Probably had enough of the goddamn roller coaster ride, huh? Okay, let's just go to the very gentle rolling oceans of Southern California. Or how about this one? Here's my car. This is, I don't know if I told you guys. First of all, that's the hood of my fucking Land Rover. And I'm heading north on 101. This is the San Fernando Valley here. I had a little sort of a brace, a mount, for the camera, but it wasn't quite too much fucking hood, you know, and not enough, like, I don't like that. I don't like it. It bothers me. All right.
Okay.
There's Allison Camerona. Boy, she's hot. No, I'm just joking. No, you are Allison, but, well, I don't want to say. Well, I shouldn't. I don't want to go there.
Love is so surprising. Open up my eyes in. You reached out and you grabbed my gland.
A woman you touched to my gland now. Joe Scarborough, you are one simple-minded motherfucker, aren't you? And you too there, whatever the hell your name is. Zagugu or Zibby or what's her name? She's the daughter of Zagugu Zaginki. What the fuck is this fucking poll you people telling me? Wait. Rubio surges to second. Trump shows strength. McCarthy. Who? All right, well, enough of that shit, because we could be going at that all day long. I suppose what I could do is put some of that in the background here. And some of this shit going here. Come on, motherfucker. Blow it out your ass. Donald Trump is a miserable.
This is an unconventional
idiot.
So I would never try to predict what the voters want to see, but I just believe that this is not the end today.
But, Congressman, it's beyond unconventional. I mean, people say that there are elements of it that are dishonest. Are you personally comfortable with watching how his campaign is unfolding?
He has his name on the ballot for how he wants to run his campaign. I have not endorsed him. I have not endorsed anybody. But I think there's a lot of people out there that can be president and be a very good president.
So
you want to have that debate. But I think what the what American voters are going to look for,
yeah,
they're going to look for who has a clear vision for the future.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the clear vision for the future?
More difficult and to at one point hold them harder accountable of what they're saying. So I think come January, these polls will look different.
Boy, is this guy an idiot.
The New York Times has a report out in the past few hours about how uncomfortable Donald Trump's campaign is making the establishment Republicans. He has a whole host of party leaders who are talking about what they fear if Donald Trump becomes the nominee, and they fear that it will have a ripple effect and it will hurt congressional races and it will hurt Senate races and it will hurt local races. Let me read you just one little portion. This is from the chairman of the Ohio Republican Party, Matt Burgess, who says if he, meaning Trump, carries this message, meaning his inflammatory rhetoric, into the general election in Ohio, we'll hand this election to Hillary Clinton and then try to salvage the rest of the ticket. Do you share those concerns?
You know, as a Republican, I believe in Reagan's 11th commandment. I'm not here to debate what's wrong with the Republican candidates, because I will tell you, from all those candidates, I think they would be a better president than where Hillary Clinton would be. So,
and taking from you, Kevin, you are a real fucking brain surgeon. You sound like you didn't get out of the third fucking grade.
America back and have the strength and the economic drive of what we've seen in the past, of what we want to have. And regardless of where...
Of what we've seen in the past, of what we want to have.
I think the American people want to see something shake.
Who elected this motherfucker?
So whoever is running...
Uh-huh.
Could be a Senator Rubio.
Right.
They can shake things up as well.
That's something that everyone on both sides of the aisle is interested in, and that is fighting ISIS and defeating them. As you know...
How about fighting and defeating the motherfuckers that shot up the fucking Planned Parenthood? Oh, I know. That was just a lone wolf thing. I understand.
To combat ISIS. Are you comfortable...
Inconsistencies.
Yes. I see a little more. I trust in our military leaders. I look...
Do you?
Joint Chiefs, just in yesterday in a hearing, he says we have not contained ISIS.
He said, not he says.
I want to see a plan that doesn't contain them, but defeats them. And I think that's what you've seen come out of the House and the bills that we've had here sending to the president.
Why are we going to defeat these motherfuckers?
Defeats ISIS, and this is a start.
One of the bills that you're talking
Since when are we all of a sudden into another foreign war? I thought we didn't want to be in Iraq anymore, didn't want to be in fucking Afghanistan anymore. Motherfucker, you are on the way to sending more troops.
As we watched from all the challenges
all right.
The real gap or the vulnerabilities that America had. We just passed the intelligence authorization yesterday on the floor in a bipartisan large...
In a bipartisan mark. It's a bipartisan.
Chair of task force of the chairman on counterterrorism and homeland security.
And homeland security. Fuck. What a bozo. That guy's bosonic, man. That guy is, he's all messed up, man. You can't possibly. All right. On the show today, getting back to the nut cutting of things, on the show today, Larry Grover, uncomfortable with... I'm just laughing at some thought I had.
How's she doing, baby? Hi, baby girl.
Yeah, she's my girl. She's sitting there just all... Man, you ought to go to sleep there, Thunder Girl.
Love is so surprising.
What's the date? When is the fucking... Testing 1-2. Testing. Is that sound effects? It is sound effects.
Believe it is. I believe it is.
Good Lord. Let me see something here, man.
Love is so surprising. Open up my eyes in. You reached out and...
What you doing, huh?
You messing them up? What you doing, huh? What you doing, huh? Come here, baby. Come here, girl. That's a good girl.
Here she is, the Thunder Girl.
Dun, 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 dun.
But if I let you go there, now you're gonna do shit. I don't want you crawling on anything, honey. You can't step over there. You can't step on any keyboards. Now she's going for the video mixer.
What do you think, huh?
Yeah, honey, but you can't go over there because that's where the keyboards is. Now she's touching the video mixer, okay? And she's sniffing at things. It's the, that's a thing of lime juice from our Saturday or Friday night chat. Why would you have lime juice for your Friday night chat, Phil? Well, let me take this, babe. I gotta have this stuff.
Gotta have this.
Okay. All right, sweetie. You can't go there, hon. I have to block this off. Block this off. Nope, don't. No, babe. Can't go there. There you go. Can't go here, honey. Can't go here, honey. No, no. Can't go here. You can't go there. Okay, I know. Good girl. Good girl. I can't let you go over there, baby. No, no, no. Here we go. Okay. All right. Okay. That's a good girl. Yeah. You're a good cat. So, this is what she's all about. She's got her big brother upstairs, Poncho, the guy that's got epilepsy. He's sleeping, though. He's okay. He gets his one pill a night. I just gave him his pill last night. And she's just chilling here. See, she digs. Kind of just hanging out here with Dad.
Are you going to go to sleep? You going to go to sleep? You going to go to sleep?
Maybe, who knows? Maybe she'll go to sleep.
All right. I'm going to put you down there, baby. There we go.
All right. Good girl. All right. So we got to get our shit together here. Eyewitness News there.
yeah, testing 1-2. This is Harvey Wireman, and this is Harvey Wireman, and this is the news brought to you by your Southern California asshole dealer. And this is Harvey Wireman, and this is the news here in the Harvey. And thank you very much, Phil. This is Harvey Wireman. We're going to have the news here for you. And a little bit later on, we'll have the... and then I'm going to do something else that you won't like. Let me tell you about this guy, Trump. He's this guy, Trump.
Huckabee. Are you serious with this motherfucker, Huckabee? Morgan M. Richard B. and Timothy H., all winners of our Thanksgiving swag bag promotion. Check your emails. We have already sent you your information. Morgan M., Richard B., and Timothy H. I say again, Morgan M., Richard B., Timothy H. People are all anonymous here.
All anonymous.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, well, I think it's been a lot of fun, and it's going to be even more fun when we talk about it.
Surging in Iowa. Yeah, I'll bet he's surging in Iowa, man.
Hey.
Cruz, you used to use the condom machine in college, huh? I thought you were a fucking Jesus Christ born-again motherfucker, huh? What are you talking about? Harvey Wireman. And what's going on?
Love is so surprising.
Larry Grover, Harvey Wireman.
Yes, hi. This is William Curtin. This is William Curtin, Phil. Hi, this is William Curtin, Phil.
Hi, this is William Curtin. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Dr. Jim Sadler is, Jay Sanos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Kurt Quita got president.
What we are feeling, my feeling is this. I'll tell you what my feeling is. I've had more people tell me that I could run for president of the United States.
We're having our, we asked to have a condom machine put into the senior lounge. We have a senior class lounge, and it's getting to the point now where we are going to have a rubber machine, not rubbers, but condoms. Whether they should be called rubbers or whether they should be called...
Well, rubber sounds very crude.
It does sound crude, but at the same time, of the same token, you know...
We want to go back to calling it the rubber, where the rubber meets the road.
Well, I don't think calling it a rubber is going to change much.
Do you think so, just from your experience?
No, I don't think so. From my experience, I don't think so.
And you don't think that it will?
And like I said, from my experience, no, I don't think it will. I think that calling it a rubber is ridiculous.
Well, Phil, I don't know. I've heard the clarion call, Phil. For business in America, I am on board 100% with Donald Trump. And Larry Grover can say what he wants.
I'm very uncomfortable with Trump.
And what do you mean you're uncomfortable with him?
I'm not quite comfortable. And again, this is something that...
I'm a part of the Southern California Grocers, Southern California Retail Grocers for Trump. And I'm very comfortable with him. I think he'll be pro-business, and I think it's something that we need.
Well, he may be pro-business, but I have an unfamiliarity and an uncomfortableness with him.
Larry, tell him.
Mother, I don't want you on the phone, because if you're on the phone...
I just want to say hello to Mrs. Grover. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Bob Green. Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road. Larry Grover.
Bob Green.
this is Jeff Downer. And this is Don Mixa.
And yes, this is, my name is Helen.
Hello, Phil. Hi, I'm Misty. Hi. Well, no, my name's Misty. My name is Misty Bergudin.
These Geico commercials, I'm going to put a fucking bullet through that Peter Pan fucker that's on there.
We wanted to ask you about...
I can tell you, Phil, that there's an awful lot that I don't know. This is Herb Sewell, and this is day two of the McDonald's and Jack in the Box
Jesus, I'm telling you, I've just now gotten into Jack in the Box. And I can tell you, the all-day breakfast at Jack in the Box, as far as I'm concerned, means all-day diarrhea. All-day diarrhea. Jennifer Garner, Christ, is she a hot one. Isn't she, Phil? Oh, come on, motherfucker.
No, and watch your language.
You don't think she's hot?
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, right.
You'd throw her out of bed for eating crackers, huh?
What?
Do you mind?
Look,
do you mind?
All right. What if I did this, man? What if I did this shit? Whew, man, fucking hot. Why is it so motherfucking hot? It's cold as a motherfucker upstairs. It's hot as a bitch down here. What the fuck is that about? And where the fuck is the goddamn metal in this motherfucker? Huh? What the fuck? I got four fucking metal tracks? What is this shit? What happened to all the goddamn metal? The fuck is going on around here, man? Oh my god. Is that everything's heavy metal? Now they've changed everything back to heavy fuck. The fuck are you motherfuckers doing to me anyway? Test, 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 test. Shut up. All right. Sorry. All right. Test, 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 test. Sound pretty. Those guys sound very angst-ridden for a band from Anchorage, Alaska, which is where they is from. Oh, God. Shooter question. Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me explain something. We're going to do this show whether we like it or whether we don't. Let's talk money. Truth is, sometimes honest, hardworking folks still playing football to play this season, but it feels like... All right, man. Reminds me. Let me get this thing here. And what I want to do is I want to get the phone or the plane. Then we need eyewitness news, right? Where is it? There it is right there. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2. We're backing amnesty. Rubio is a cousin cruz of banging soft on Nadianallah Sucker-ity and linking him to President Barack Obama. Cruz is suggesting Rubio bears some blame for the 2012... You love this guy. Oh, yeah, overwhelming victory. But you think it's a victory for fucking America, Amanda, honey? Here's a fucking psychopathic piece of shit. All right, here we go. Testing 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. All right. Time now for the world famous Phil Hendry Show.